Next is the progress, home visit progress note. I'm James Sarr, S-A-H-R. Place was Covenant Glen in Frankenmuth. Date was September 7, 2022. In paragraph, Mr. Sarr was seen regarding follow-up from the hospital and rehab, period. He had another stroke, period. In paragraph history, Mr. Sarr has had a previous stroke with left side weakness, period. About 2 to 3 months ago, he had a fracture of the hip for which he was in the hospital and rehab. And then he had another stroke-like symptom in which he had slurred speech and difficulty swallowing and increased left side weakness, period. He then went to the hospital and then was in Mary Free bed for a month, period. This is a rehab facility, period. He returned here to Covenant Glen on August 31st, period. He is a bit better after a month of rehab, period. He's walking with a walker slowly, period. He still has trouble with swallowing and needs thickened liquids, period. He seems to get solids down okay, and he continues with speech therapy to work on this, period. He gets thick liquids down well, but not thin liquids, period. He has a history of atrial fibrillation, and his heart rate is stable, and he's on anticoagulation with a apixaban, 2.5 milligrams twice a day, period. He's on carvedilol, 6.25 milligrams twice a day for rate control, period. He's able to communicate and converse, period. He has diabetes mellitus, which is controlled with Lantus. I'm told sugars have been doing reasonably well, period. The Lantus 13 units daily plus Humalog to scale, period. New paragraph. He has a history of hypertension, which is currently controlled with hydralazine, chlorthalidone. It's controlled with amlodipine and carvedilol, period. In paragraph review of systems, no fever, chills, or weight change. Eye, no complaints. ENT, no complaints, but he has difficulty swallowing, period. Speech is better. Respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, cardiovascular, chest pain, or other symptoms. GI, no complaints. Musculoskeletal, his left side is weaker. New paragraph, passes his father for diabetes mellitus type 2, mild dementia, benign prostatic hyperplasia, stroke history, hypertension, atrial fibrillation, history of normal pressure hydrocephalus, history of prostate cancer, new paragraph, family history, well, cancer, let's say social history, he's a non-smoker. An examination, he's not acutely distressed, oxygen PO2 is 96%. Pulse 78, temperature 97.8, blood pressure 140 over 78. Head and neck, pupils equal to reactive light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extracting movements intact, oral mucosa is normal. Neurologic, his left side is weaker, period. He has very little movement there, period. He can ambulate, though, with help with a walker. Lungs were cleared of percussion and auscultation. Cardiovascular, normal, S1, S2, no gap, no murmur. Soft dysphagic murmur, 106. Abdomen soft and not tender. Skin was intact, warm and dry without major lesions, period. Speech was good, period. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One, Mr. Sarr had a recent hip fracture followed by a stroke and has left side weakness, period. He is continuing with speech therapy for swallowing and speech, period. He He's doing better after a month of rehab period. I will continue apixaban 2.5 milligrams twice a day, plus atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily period. 3 has atrial fibrillation. I will continue Ravenol 6.25 milligrams twice a day, plus apixaban 2.5 milligrams twice a day. 4 has hypertension, which is controlled, and I will continue amlodipine 2.5 milligrams daily, plus hydralazine 12.5 milligrams twice a day, plus carvedilol 6.25 milligrams twice a day, period. 5, he has diabetes mellitus, which is controlled, and I will continue Lantus 13 units daily, plus Humalog, the scale, period. 6, he has dementia, and I'll continue memantine 5 milligrams daily, plus donepezil 5 milligrams daily, period. We'll continue with thickened liquid and speech therapy. Otherwise, I'll continue the current plan, period.
This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.